7 is the statewide election year. The governor's race, and, you know, it's, I guess there are a lot of people that are encouraging me to run for governor. It's something I'm very interested in. I love Kentucky, and I believe in term limits in Washington. I think that would solve a lot of problems. But I think you saw what happened with my colleague Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think there are a lot of people that aren't going to run again, which is a good thing. That's a good thing, because people in the House don't stay very long. Believe it or not, I mean, Hal Rogers is the exception. I'm 53. I've got a picture of me in sixth grade with my congressman, Hal Rogers. Okay? And his office is around the hall from mine. He's still there. So it's something I'm very interested in. We're going to make a decision in about a year, because it's 2 years away, but I'm seriously looking at it. I think that we're going to have to, obviously Bashir's term limited, he can't run again, so it'll be an open seat for governor, and I love our state legislature. I don't think the state legislature has ever had an opportunity to work with the governor a lot on very many things, and I think there's a real opportunity to do some great things in Kentucky. We're going to have to make some changes, and I'm not being critical of Bashir too much, but we're very dependent on the federal government right now, and we're going to have to kind of wean part of our economy off the dependency on the federal government, and that means we're going to have good paying private sector jobs. I think there are a lot of able-bodied people, maybe not in as good a shape as Wade, but people that could work that aren't, because it may be more advantageous not to work. If you get a job and you lose your Medicaid, you don't have health insurance, that's not a good deal. It's not a good deal for the hospital, because the hospital, if they get sick, they're going up to the hospital, and they're not going to have insurance, and you're going to hung with the bill. So we've got to make sure that we've got good-paying jobs. And I think there's an opportunity in America, because I do think this America First agenda is going to work. I do think we're going to force some of these major companies that have been investing overseas in manufacturing, I think they're going to be forced to have to come back to the United States, and I think there's going to be an opportunity. I think Kentucky is in a great position. I think we've got no crime. We've got great public schools. We've got beautiful scenery. We've got hardworking people. We've got elected officials that work together. We've got good infrastructure. I think we've got an opportunity to attract that private sector investment here and create opportunities where a lot of people, and I use Monroe County as an example because I'm from there, born and raised there. There are four generations now that are just very dependent on the government. That's how I'm going to say this. And I think that if we had new opportunities and more opportunities, used to, you'd say, well, anybody can get a job, and there are a lot of jobs that don't pay a living wage. And I think that we've got to focus our tax incentives in the state, our economic development efforts, on businesses that pay living wages and provide health care for their people. And that's how we're going to get our Medicaid numbers down, our tax base up. It costs a fortune to maintain your water and sewer lines in the city, to maintain the rural and secondary roads for the county. It costs a fortune, and you've got to have tax base. Your tax base has to be more every year than it was the previous year. And if you're not growing, that's not going to happen. So I think we've got opportunities in Kentucky, and I would just like to have someone that's going to promote Kentucky and not promote Kentucky about, oh, we need more people on Medicaid, we need more food stamp programs, we need all that. And that I'm not sympathetic to people that really need it, but everybody can't be on the government assistance. We've got to have investment, private investment in Kentucky. And I think that's what the governor needs to focus on, not be bragging about how many people you've got on government assistance, but how many people you've taken off government assistance and got in the private workforce. And that's only going to happen unless we focus our efforts on attracting private sector jobs. And I think the General Assembly's done that. I say the